With that said, everlasting promises. You know, one of the things about the everlasting promises is what we just sang. World without end. Amen. There's so many promises that God's given us that sometimes we just don't think about them or even say, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, we're getting ready to start Thanksgiving, which is usually the time of the year when we come together and we think about God's grace and love and forgiveness, and it also reminds us that we're getting close to the end of the year. So sometimes the calendar tells us this is the end of this is the end of that, and we just don't even think about it. But one of the things that never ends is God's promises. Now, I got a little commentary in my Bible. I just wanted to share with you what it says about promises. It says, among the most common public ceremonies of our lives are weddings. The vows of marriage are breathtaking in beauty and boldness and are intended to be binding. Yet, divorce statistics prove that today even the most serious of human promises are made to be broken. Not so with God's promises. They're anchored in His unchanging character and steadfast love. The Bible. There's a fellow that has a program, a gospel thing that we like, we always watch, is Larry's Country Diner. And they always start out the program with his little promise box full of God's promises. And he always reads one before the program starts. But the Bible is filled with promises among the believers that we can depend on God. Whenever our most heartfelt promises sometimes falter, the Word of God and His promise never fails. So you think about that. He promised to give us life. He provided a way for us to be born into this world and to grow in a place called the womb, preparing us for this outside life. And He promised that when we come into this world, we will be blessed for so many years. And then after so many years, we go on. But the most greatest promise of all was the gift that He's given to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, who showed us the way. The way. The Word is the way. Jesus is the Word. He became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the way, the life, the Word. And it's wonderful. So we think about that. We go through life, and how many times have things been something that you depended on or somebody promised you to do something that never happened? And He promised to give us eternal life. Because He said, when I go home to be with Daddy, I'm going to send one greater than I, the Holy Spirit. And He said that He would never leave us nor forsake us. But you think, well, He's not here. I don't see Him. But He's here. Jesus is always right on time. And He goes with us everywhere we go. So you can count on God. You can count on His promises. So how do you know all the promises? They're just like, I can't take time today just to list them. But they're all here. And if you ever wanted just to look through the Bible and just look for God's promises, you'll be amazed to see how many of those promises has already happened in your life. And as we look forward to eternal life.